Chief, please.
Thank you, Ambassador, and thank you to all of the representatives for your commitment and for, again, sharing with us your perspectives in a very thoughtful way. Following on from Adam's point, I wanted to give a concrete example where I think, again, to the queries by Morocco and Zimbabwe on how we avoid duplication. As Adam mentioned, there is an overall umbrella. I can say from the OHCHR perspective that we are feeling increasingly welcome. I say this because I think it was not always a foregone conclusion that human rights would be so centrally placed, but I must say that the ISC has been a great home for OHCHR, and I think we are really, really working much better on the ground. I'll give an example from Moldova, where following the outbreak of hostilities in Ukraine, we participated in several monitoring missions, and many of these are joint among the UN system. So we do it together, including with some of the international humanitarian NGOs, which is very important and increasingly coordinated. So although we are also visiting temporary placement shelters, conducting interviews with refugees, looking at risks, we are looking sometimes at the more at-risk groups. We are, for example, in this case, we were encouraging partners to provide mobile support for persons with disabilities, for example, to register for cash. We were assessing the specific needs of the Roma population and promoting work with Roma community mediators. We were looking specifically at sensitivities in the Transnistria region. So this is a layer below, I think, and there's a lot of other work going on. And let me say then we organized joint assessments, and that was paving the way for HCR and other agencies to come to that region. And then there are many task forces, again, on the ground. In this case, we have been chairing the Disability and Age Task Force of the Protection Working Group. And so those layers are really important. To the issue raised by Zimbabwe on the respect of international norms by states, you know, member states ratify international conventions and treaties, and we have a system of encouraging them. It's a bit of a carrot and a stick, if I can say. The stick is not very robust, but this is where you can all help us, because I think that we try to accompany in the implementation. We have the Universal Periodic Review, which brings together all of the treaty body recommendations that are given to member states, human rights mechanisms, and we also have capacity building and technical cooperation, and we use these in order to encourage a fuller understanding of obligations, but also to close the gap between international standard and national standard in the legislation and the national standard and implementation. We also have mandated by the Human Rights Council 13 commissions of inquiry and fact-finding missions, all of which provide monitoring, reporting, but also guidance on corrective action. So we know what the obligations are, and this is very much linked to the query about what the member states can do more, including at the diplomatic level. Of course, funding is important, but it's also important that you can help us, the entire humanitarian community, when we have to tackle very sensitive issues with governments, and in fact with all parties to the conflict. Still very difficult to talk about root causes of conflict in many situations, because it relates to the lack of respect for international standards, and if we can have your support on this, then it would greatly enhance our advocacy and the results that come out of it. I'll just again use the example of Ukraine. We had, much before the onset of hostilities in Ukraine, 40 reports in the public domain produced by our Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine since 2014. Very clear recommendations to all the parties in the conflict and a tracking process through the Human Rights Council. It would have been, I think, much, much more effective if those recommendations had happened. I think we would have mitigated a lot of where we are now. So we know what needs to be done, and we look forward to continuing cooperation.